Good morning to all of you, and welcome to Grace Bible Church today on this Mother's Day. And I want to draw your attention to the passage in Ruth chapter 4, where we see a very important event take place in the life of Naomi. Naomi was a mother who her husband had taken her out of the country. They had two boys, Mahlon and Chilion. And they left, went to the land of Moab. There, both of the boys died, leaving behind the two widowed ladies that were married to them. And Naomi says, change my name to Mara. Nothing but bitterness has fallen. I've lost my husband. I've lost my two boys. And the future of having any kind of grandchildren is just totally out. Well, the Lord shows the wonderful miracle that takes place when God takes charge. And whenever you submit yourself to Him, and the Lord allows Naomi and Ruth to return back to the land, and the Lord uses the phrase that it was hap that it should fall upon Boaz's land, that Ruth went to pick up her wheat and so forth like that to eat. We all know that that's not happenstance. That is the directing of the Lord, and the Lord brings about a wonderful romance, better than anything you'll see on Hallmark, I can tell you. Because there's a biblical theme here, and it doesn't follow the same plot that Hallmark does either. So I can tell you that, having watched 2,000 episodes myself. But you know, the book of Ruth has this beautiful picture, and Boaz marries Ruth, and they have a child. Now I want you to notice for me, please, verse 13. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife, and when he had went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the women said unto Naomi, blessed be thou of the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him. And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom and became nurse unto it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi, and they called his name Obed. Now you think about that. A son is given to you, Naomi. Now Naomi haven't birthed that child. That was Ruth and Boaz's child. But the significance was this, that she had been left on this earth without a husband, and without two sons. And the Lord restored to her the glory of being a mother. The glory of being a mother. Let me just say something to all the girls that are here. It's a glorious thing to be married and to be a mother. The world will tell you that it's not. The world mocks at marriage. The world mocks at the concept of a mom who would stay at home with her children. What a terrible thing. Yet God would have some moms to stay at home with their children. Some moms can't do that. We totally understand that. But to be a mother is a glorious thing. It's an honorable thing. It's something that every girl should aspire for. And this morning, I want to uplift motherhood. Over the cries of the world, over the filth of the world that would degradate motherhood, I want you to know that Naomi became a mother when her grandson was born. And everybody recognized, and they named the boy Obed. A son has come to Naomi. I want us to understand the glory this morning of motherhood. And I want our girls, and I want our teenagers, and I want those that are of marriageable age, you know, to understand and know it's a glorious thing to aspire to be a mother. But you got to do it right. You got to do it according to God's plan. That's where all of the things fall into place. And so, you know, we rejoice. I personally think, this is my own opinion, that Naomi is the central character of the book of Ruth. Ruth is a main character, but Naomi is a central character because you see her mentioned in every chapter, all the way up to the very end, where she is blessed of God with being given a grandson, a son. to continue on the family name. And what line did that put them in? That put them in the line of which Jesus Christ would come, the line of David. She was the great-grandmother of David. So what a beautiful picture that we have found in the Word of God today. It's a wonderful thing, boys and girls, to be what God wants you to be. He wants you to grow up and He wants you to be a godly father, young men. And young ladies, He wants you to grow up and be a godly mother. There's no better place to be than in the center of what God says is good. And I want us to know how wonderful it is to be a mom this morning.